Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, the huge.
Scraping by?
Scraping by.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back to Scraping By. I'm Alex.
I'm Cassidy, and happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
I love how we say happy Thursday. We're recording this on Tuesday, but you get the point.
Yeah. You've had an interesting Tuesday.
I've had a very interesting Tuesday. I've had an interesting 24 hours, actually. I'll tell you about the past 24 hours. So first, I got a pretty dramatic haircut yesterday. And for the viewers that follow us on TikTok, you'll see it. But I basically cut 12 inches off of my hair. And now it's like a very short bob. But I kind of love
bob
it.
Your bob is fat.
It's cunts. It's giving cunts. That's literally what my hairdresser said. She's like, it's cunty. And I was like, say less, girl. That's what I was going for.
Period.
But yeah, I only had one minor freak out. Your brother, my boyfriend, compared me to Lord Farquaad. And I was like, I'm going to jump off a bridge. I'm like, I can't do this. Can't do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then after that, last night, I was watching a movie with Michael. And I got a no caller ID, like a star 67, which has not happened to me in literally years, like since maybe high school or middle school. And I answer it, and it's this, what I presume to be high schooler, because they sounded like a child. And they were like, hey, did I wake you up? And I was like, who is this? And they were like, oh, I got your number. I thought you were really attractive. And I was like, and hung up. And then they called back 2 minutes later, and Michael answered. And was like, who are you and why are you calling? And they basically were just like, I fuck your bitch all the time. And like all this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like.
It does sound like a middle schooler.
It sounds like a middle schooler to me. Oh, I forgot. Okay. And then today, I go into work this morning to do a little cleaning project. And I'm going outside to take out the garbage. And I'm like. Hit with a wave, like, and obviously like the normal garbage smell awful, but this was like something else. And one of the managers was like outside already, like filming something. I was like, what is that smell? And he was like, he pointed to this guy crossing the street, and he's like, I think it's him. And I was like, what do you mean? Basically, they think that this man took a shit in our dumpster. And that is the smell that was coming. And y'all, I have been to New York City in the summer, in the subway in the summer. That, I would take that 100 times over the smell that was coming out of that dumpster today. Awful. Disgusting. Like, that happened. I literally like went inside so nauseous and I went to my manager and I was like, I need to leave right now. And then I proceeded to come home, fully, by the way, I showered an hour beforehand before I went to work, hopped my ass back into the shower, scrubbed my body, took off all of like the clothes and threw them immediately into the wash and was like, wasn't even remotely in contact with this man. And just the thought of it, I was like, oh, I need to douse myself in bleach, actually. I fear like that is the only thing that will make me feel clean now is literally bathing in bleach.
You smell something so horrific that you have to clog out of your shift.
No, literally. I'm like, that's never, ever, ever happened to me before. I'm like, I smelled something so horrific. I'm like, I need to go home. I need to go touch some grass. I need
inside.
Yeah. It disturbed me to my core. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go touch some grass and like take a fucking bath. Like, I need something right now. Like, I need to like talk to God. That was like my come to Jesus moment.
The stench was evil.
The stench was the epitome of evil.
Wow.
Yeah, it was an interesting day. How was your day?
My day.
Did you smell anything horrendous today?
No.
Thank God. Count your blessings.
Yeah. No, what did I do today? I slept in, was mildly hungover, and then I had therapy, and then I made a super fucking good sandwich.
Oh,
I took a picture of it.
Period. Let me see this.
And basically, I did that thing where you like wrap it in parchment paper so it's all like tightly held together.
So she
snatched. Then you cut it in half, and then you can see all the layers inside of it.
Ah.
Because I was like,
sexy.
Obviously, I need to do that.
Doing the most. Damn. Okay.
Is that like yummy?
I should insert this picture somewhere. That is actually beautiful. That's like the prettiest sandwich I've ever seen. It's gorgeous.
What can I say?
He's just like that.
You'll see her on the runway soon.
Snatched in her parchment paper.
What else? This week, I made a tomato soup. Oh, did that pour out?
It sure did.
Water bottle tipped over on the bed.
I just dropped my water bottle and it fell on the floor. Anywho.
I made this roasted tomato soup because I got an immersion blender as a gift and for my parents, and then it was super fucking good. And it not that much beautiful. Else this week. Yeah, I had to make a grilled cheese with it, of course.
Yeah. But, Alex is making pretty food recently. Like, gorgeous I know, food. He's on like, his cooking. His
I, like, cooking rarely day. Have the ability or the effort to, like, make something other than, like, microwaved Trader Joe's frozen
so
meals.
So real.
But when I do,
they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
They show up.
That's about it. Yeah.
A good week, minus the stenches.
Yeah.
So, for this week's episode, we kind of wanted to do something lighthearted and fun. Also, we did a lot of research for the last one, so we needed a little brain break. So, we thought it would be a good idea. Alex has the game We're Not Really Strangers, and Alex has the friendship version. So, I thought that'd be kind of cute if we did that, so it's a good way for you guys to get to know us better, and maybe even us to get to know each other better.
Yeah.
And then after we've done a few of those questions, I found some, like, unhinged friendship questions. And I will be linking the questions that we use that are from online if you guys want to use them at home with your friends.
Yeah.
So with that, shall we get into it?
Yeah, I can start and ask you a question first.
Okay. I'm a little scared.
We'll start with level one. What do you think I'm sensitive to?
Sensitive smells. In like a good way? Yeah, me. Having to leave work because of a smell. You're like really sensitive to people's emotions, which is a good thing. Like you're very wow. considerate of them.
That's very sweet.
It's true. What assumptions do you think strangers make about me based off my social media? That's a weird question.
Wait, I'm gonna have to look.
Like, let me pull up the Instagram right now.
Yeah. Oh God, I have to do that thing where it makes me take a deep breath. I've downloaded this app where it makes me like, it says take a deep breath and then takes like 10 seconds before I can get into Instagram. And it pisses me off so much when I, like, get an alert or I have to jump out of Instagram really fast and then I go back, was reading a post or something, and then it makes me pause for, like, 10 seconds.
Alex, get rid of that.
Sometimes it happens, and then I'm like, that's so true. I don't need to open it right now. And then I don't.
That's fair. But when the app that's supposed to de-stress you stresses you more before opening social media.
I would say strangers think that you're good at taking photos. That you... I feel like some of these posts are, like, there's a good, like, mix of, like, fun going out, like, pretty places, and then, like, more, like, heartfelt ones, like, especially this one.
Yeah.
So I feel like they would get to see that you're, like, a well-rounded, like, I feel like most, a lot of times people's social media is, like, you don't really get a glimpse at them that well.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you kind of, like, give us the broad picture on here.
Period. I'll take that.
Where are you most likely to run into me?
Apparently, like, when we're driving, because I feel like I see you. I saw Alex yesterday when I was running errands, and you somehow spotted me from, like, you were going through an intersection. I was stopped at a stoplight.
I know, like, the corner of my eye, I, like, saw your car, and then I was, like, the license plate, and it just, like, came together, and I was like, wait a minute. And then I looked over, and you were like, hey.
I know, I didn't expect you to actually see me.
Yeah.
That, oh, Trader Joe's. Somehow we don't run into each other there, though, which is weird because we're both there semi-frequently. What about my style is undeniably me?
I feel like you always have, like, cool nails, which you took them off now
yeah,
for cleaning.
Yeah, now I don't.
Your hair has become, like, a new it's staple so because great. It's... I don't see that many people with this haircut, I feel like. People are gonna be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what I need. Who do you think I'm closest to besides you?
Probably your boyfriend. / my twin brother.
He's my BFF as well.
What do you think I spend most of my time thinking about these days, or who?
I think you're thinking, well, about jobs, which is so fun to have on your mind.
I know. I was, like, talking about that with my therapist, and she was like, yeah, it's so depressing trying to look for jobs. And I was like, yeah.
Honestly, period. At least she's being real with you.
Yeah. I was like, that's so true. It is.
You're right, girl. That's what it means. Maybe I should stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Never mind that.
Yeah.
Thing.
I'm going to give up,
it's
actually.
Overrated.
I think I'm cool with not having a job. We can both become trad house people.
House people.
But I don't want to be a wife. And I don't. Do you want to be a husband? So I'll just be a house person.
Yeah, I'll be a house person.
House people.
Yeah. What about me would people least expect?
That's so hard because I've known you for so long. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
That is really hard.
Maybe how funny you are.
Okay.
I could see, because you're like actually like probably one of the funniest people I know. And
people
I feel
just
like
think I'm extremely dull when they.
Yeah, you come off as really boring. Your humor is like more like, it's like highbrow, I guess. Like,
oh,
you have to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think you have lowbrow humor?
No, I don't know. I just didn't think about it like that.
You know when it, like when people have like really like baseline humor and you're like, it's funny, but like
right.
It's not making me think. Yours is like,
oh, it really makes you think.
It makes me think. It makes me smarter. Thank you.
Wow. I had no idea.
What do you think I strongly dislike that most people obsess over?
Meat.
Of course. By the way, yeah. To the listeners, I am a vegetarian lifelong. You can thank my parents for that who are listening. Love you, Mom and Dad. And I do catch shit for it frequently. How many people do you think...
Oh, God.
So how many people do you think I've slept with?
Oh. You know the number?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't mean that.
Do you know the number? I'm gonna fucking cry. God. God. Okay, what was your first impression of me? What surprised you after getting to know me?
I feel like there's like a comfortableness that... I feel like you, like, make people comfortable in, like, a way that I don't experience with that many people.
Wait a minute. That's so
and
sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's so sweet. That's, like, kind of the goal.
What surprised me after getting to know you? Well, I feel like that was, I guess, a little bit after I knew you when I was hanging out more. Is then I was like, oh, period. Love hanging out with you.
Aww.
Between us, who's the most likely to cancel plans last minute?
Probably me. I don't know. I feel like we might both be a little bit flaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like late, like always.
Yeah, me too though. We're both late and I'm not as flaky as I used to be, but I used to be like uber flaky. Because yeah. I would just like get to the moment, I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. But I think I'm probably most likely to cancel.
Yeah, I don't feel like I am that flaky usually. I just like cannot get somewhere on time.
Yeah, no, every time you're like, you text me like on my way, I'm like, all right, he's leaving in 15.
Yeah. Okay, we're moving on to round two. So we're getting in there.
We're getting into the deep stuff.
What conversation are you avoiding?
I don't know if I'm avoiding. Oh, low-key, my dad keeps asking about how my grad school applications are going, and I keep saying, yes, they're doing great. And I have not started them at all. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the only conversation I am avoiding is the one with myself of deciding what the hell I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
What's the best worst thing that's ever happened to you?
I feel like I'm going to leave this one somewhat abstract.
Go for it.
But I would say that, which I feel like everyone says this, but the most difficult things I feel like you always like learn a lot from and you grow a lot from. And like the most painful things I feel like open you to more like, compassion, like for like other people's experiences and stuff. I would say that it isn't something specific, but the deepest horrors have been my greatest teachers.
There you go. I agree. Couldn't agree more.
What's the most loving thing you've done for yourself recently?
I don't know. I kind of do little things for myself actually somewhat frequently, like just today after the stenches sent me home.
Yeah, that's what came to mind.
I like came home, took a shower, recouped, got myself together, and I went to Sephora and Ulta because I wanted little things. And even yesterday, like I went out and like got myself a fun drink just because I felt like it. If I'm gonna get a fun drink.
Yeah.
At any given time, any minor inconvenience, I'm like,
a drink
I need something.
Will like can turn your day around.
It really can. It really can.
Or did you get a new body spray to replace that?
Oh my god! Yeah. Long story short, I'm not gonna like name drop the brand. I, like, smelled a body spray because I'm not in a place of investing in a really nice perfume right now. Too expensive. Don't want to. So I'm like, okay, get me a body spray. I got this body spray. It smelled fine in the store, and then I got home, sprayed it on my body, and it literally smelled like caramel popcorn straight from the fair. And I was like, oh. Like a caramel macchiato from Starbucks. I was like, oh, my God, this is horrendous. So I went back, returned it, and got a different one from a completely different brand. I honestly, this brand... Again, we'll not be naming it. All of their scents They're so popular, but all of their scents literally suck.
Yeah.
I've never smelled a good scent from them. And I'm like, why are people eating this shit up? Growth is realizing that.
One thing that comes to mind is realizing that, like, you're never right. Not like you're... I don't know how to exactly explain that, but it's like, whenever I take a stance on something and I believe, like, unequivocally that I'm, like, right,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, based on, like, my experiences and, like, blah, 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 yeah. This is, like, complex because, like, there are a lot of things where it's like, yeah, like, that thing is wrong and this is a better option. Like, learning that I caught in thinking that, like, the beliefs that I'm developing are, like, the only way, or, like, that, like, they're the way that works for me, but they're not going to be the way that works for everyone. And so just, yeah, like, not thinking that I'm right about things that are going to be different for different people. Whoa, okay. What are you proudest of us for getting through together?
We've gone through kind of a lot.
Yeah.
And then we also are currently making it through this podcast, which is a lot of work and very, like, time-consuming, but...
Yeah.
We're making it through. We're scraping by, if you will.
We
so
are.
It's been like a fun... fun at most times, highly stressful at other times to try to figure out how to do this. Like, what was it like last week when we literally were trying to figure out what is it even called?
An RSS feed.
Yeah. That was like a night of
literally like
just screaming at a computer.
And then like deleting different programs. I was like, I was getting so pissed off. I was like, I would like shut my computer and then be like, I'm done with this. And then I would like come back and be like, all right, try it one more time. How have you seen me change over time? What hasn't changed at all?
This is a good question because, yeah, we've known each other for so long. You've changed a lot. You've come a lot into yourself throughout the years because we met when we were in high school, and everyone knows that high school is like the trenches when you're trying to figure out who the hell you are.
Yeah, true.
And then watching you blossom and done like a lot of self-exploration. Alex is like easily one of the most enlightened person I think I've ever met. Closest thing to Buddha I've ever encountered.
Wow, that is such a high compliment. Thank you.
Of course. So I think like that, but what hasn't changed at all, you're incredibly funny. You can always make me laugh. And you always have been able to, too. I feel like one of the first times me and you talked was at like a football game in high school, and I swear you were just making me laugh like the entire time. I don't remember what we were talking about, but you were so funny. What's the best way I could show up for you when you're going through it?
I feel like you do pretty well when I'm going through it. Like, I have to be able to bring it up in order for people to know about it. And then when I bring it up with you, I feel like... I always feel better after we talk. Aww. And I feel like you hear me and like understand to the best that you can like what I'm trying to explain, and then good at comforting me, and I'm guessing people in general, but I don't know other people's experience, but yeah, I think it's definitely helpful to talk to you about things.
Oh, thank you.
And sure. I always have felt like you're which it kind of goes back to what I was saying before about feeling comfortable around you, but you're like one of those people that I feel like I could like just tell you like, you're the first person I came out to.
I know. Should we tell that story?
I
was thinking about that, actually, recently.
Basically, at a party, and you asked me, like, who my celebrity crush was, I think. Is that
I think it was something like that. We were having, like, a deep talk.
Yeah, like, we went out, we, like, left the house, and we were, like, walking down around the street, and, like, we, like, sat on the curb.
I remember this so well. This is like a core memory of mine because it was like such a big moment. And your celebrity crush was that guy from what show is that?
Yeah, Love Victor. It's like some like it's kind of like this cheesy like gay like romance show, or it's just like a coming of age sort of thing. But I was like pretty reticent to say because I was like, and then.
Well, I didn't tell anybody.
Right.
That would have been fucking horrible. That would have been so messed up.
We, like, walk back to the party, and you're like, guess what?
Guess what, everybody?
No, but I feel like I've always felt comfortable talking to you about things.
Thank you. I want to be that comforting person. I was going to make the joke, should I start asking you if you're okay? Like, are you okay? Alex fucking... I mean, everybody hates that question.
Oh, my God. It literally, like, sends me when someone... When I'm, like, completely fine, and someone's like, are you okay? It, like, gaslights me, like,
it makes
into
me, like,
another
feral.
Dimension.
Like, I'm actually going
to go literally
feral.
I'm like, oh, my God, am I crazy? Like, am I doing something that's, like, something I'm not okay right now? And I start, it literally spins me out. Okay. What is something that I just get about you?
I don't know. I feel like you get, like, kind of everything.
Whoa.
I know. So deep. I don't know. Like, there's nothing, like, I'm, like, afraid to talk to you about. And I feel like you pretty much, I think you get me. As far as, I mean, shit, I could be perceiving it wrong. But, like, I mean, I could be wrong. But I think you basically get everything. Like, I think we have pretty open conversations. And I don't ever feel like I'm hiding anything from you. What was the strangest thing you ever ate?
I would say there was this one time I ate a termite. Like, oh. I was on a vacation with my family and we were, it was like this, it was in like early middle
school. Sounds like some middle school boy shit.
And they were, we like were on like a hike and then the guide was like, yeah, like people used to eat these termites because it was like nutrition.
Protein. Nutritional. Getting your macros.
Yeah. And so she was like, haha, like LMAO, like you could eat one if you wanted. And I was like, oh, period. And
sign me up. Give me that.
So I like pulled it off the branch and just like crunched it.
It was alive?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
At this, I would not do that at this point. I did make sure that it, I like crunched it like quick.
Time fast.
It didn't
that
suffer.
Poor thing, like, probably had no idea what the fuck was going on. It's like, it's no. In a mouth.
Like an intrusive thought where I just like, and then you just do it. Like you don't even think about it. It's just like an impulse. And then, yeah, I'm not impulsive at this point, but.
That taught you not to be impulsive.
Okay, have you ever loved someone that didn't love you back?
I don't think so. Shit, if I did, that's embarrassing. I'll ask your brother when he gets home.
What's a habit of mine that you're inspired by?
Well, you meditate almost every day, which is, I need to start doing that, actually, because that's so impressive to me. You read a lot, too. Like, you set time aside in your day to read, which I also would like to implement in my life. You do, like, things to take care of yourself, which I think is, like, really cool.
I feel like I kind of have to in order to...
To survive.
Survive.
Fair. What do you want me to remember the next time I'm having a hard day?
I guess that there's a lot of people that care a lot about you.
That's so sweet.
And that, like, whatever it is that you're experiencing that's, like, making it a hard day, there's a lot of... I feel like there's, like, you have a solid group of people that you're connected to that all, like... That whatever you're, like, experiencing, you can, like, talk to them about or, like... I don't know. That there's just, like, people that love you. And you. Oh,
that is so sweet. Oh, well, the same goes for you. Anytime you're having a hard time, I hope you remember that there's a lot of people that love you, including me.
When was the last time you felt lucky to be my friend?
Oh my god, always. Are you kidding?
Oh.
I've never not felt lucky to be your friend. I don't take it for granted. I try not to take any of my friendships for granted, but particularly with you, appreciate you a lot. And yeah, you were like, it's so nice to like have a friend that you know you can literally always talk to about anything, and they're gonna be there for you, and that I'm like, I feel very lucky.
Oh,
for
her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Who was your earliest crush, and one thing about them?
My earliest crush,
mm-hmm.
The earliest crush I can remember was Niall from One Direction.
Fair.
And I was in, I want to say like fourth grade, and one thing I can remember, the king of my heart.
He was a cutie. He was, like, the sweet one out of One Direction.
Just, like, stare at the album covers on my, like, little iPod. And be like, wow.
That is so cute.
Imagine I just woke up from a crazy night out. Where did I end up? What do I regret?
You ended up in your bed because you always make it home.
I do.
I don't think you would have regretted anything because you don't do anything, like, out of pocket usually. That no. We left that in high school.
Yeah, I used to do out of pocket shit.
Used to do some out of pocket shit in high school.
I used to get wicked blacked out.
Yeah. Alex would like come up to me and be like, I just did 15 shots. I'm like, that is unhinged behavior. That
you,
is
like projectile vomiting.
You did in fact projectile vomit. Wasn't that, it was only once.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that's true. So some reason I could like drink a lot without
Yeah,
sick.
No, you used to be able to drink, like, a lot. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
And then there was that one time.
Then there was that, yeah. We won't get into that.
No. Okay.
Have you ever had a friendship breakup before? What did it teach you?
I've never had, like, over the summer, like, one of my, like, slight friends, I, like...
Oh, yeah.
I'd only hung out with him, like, less than 10 times. And I, like, blocked him on all platforms.
Things escalated.
For valid reasons, yes. I don't want to disclose.
Very valid
but,
reasons.
Yeah. But I would say, other than that, it's mainly been, like, drifting apart, which, in one case in high school, did suck.
Yeah.
Because I, like, sort of had feelings for the person more.
That makes it worse.
But Yeah, but it's never been like a breakup, really. It's just been like drifting apart. That was because like that sort of drifted apart more because of COVID, and then I wasn't hanging out, and then it was just like,
yeah,
we had been friends for a long time, but it needed to end.
Yeah.
So no, there haven't been any breakups. But what that did teach me is I feel like I, near the end of that friendship, one of the ones in high school, it felt like I was kind of like really putting way more into the relationship. And it was like, I was the one that was always like, do you want to hang out? Like, blah, 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 let's do this, whatever. And then it just became very like one-sided sort of. And so I just learned to like look out for that more and to like, I really needed to hear someone say, girl, stand up.
For real, girl, stand up.
And so I learned my lesson.
Friendship breakups suck. Or even drifting apart. It always sucks, but it does
always
teach you something out of it to look out for in the future.
True. We're always learning.
Always learning, always growing.
What do I have a low tolerance for in people?
Bullshit. Which, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't, like, stick around if there was, like, not being, like, respectful of your time or boundaries or anything like that. I feel like you would be like, okay, bye. And I think that's a good thing. Standing on business, if you will. What do you need to vent about right now? Permission to let it out.
Oh, my God. Like, maybe that I am, like, thinking about trying out a different therapist that does a different type of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, like, super conflicted about it because I really like my therapist, but I've also just been reading a lot about this type of therapy. I just finished another book about it. I really want to try it. But then it's like, it just involves like restarting. Is it going to take a long time to be able to like get to the deeper stuff with a new therapist?
Yeah.
So much to think about. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet. But no, I feel like at this point, or at least recently, there hasn't been much drama in my life that I'm like needing to vent about. So.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think... We live very peaceful lives now.
I think that just happens as you get older. You just, like, learn to, like, set boundaries better or, like, just, like, drop stuff earlier on instead of, like, letting it drag out. Okay, is there a pattern you've noticed in my love life? Gagged.
Mayhaps having an attraction to unavailable people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had no idea that this guy was...
That's terrible.
Fair. Yeah. But I'm also just, like, not in school now. I'm not on the apps. Honestly, I'm just, like, not in a... For some reason, I just don't feel motivated at all to be, like, pursuing something. Like, it's just, like, if it happens, it happens. And probably there will come a point maybe when I'm, like, ready to, like, put some more effort in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not happening right now.
Fair enough.
Who knows? Anything can happen.
That's true. Anything can happen.
Okay, that was our last question.
Hopefully you guys got to know us a little better. Apparently we got to know each other a little better.
Yeah.
We will talk to y'all next week. We still haven't decided on what our topic's going to be next week, but...
No.
If you have a suggestion...
We asked for suggestions, but since we only have, like, 3 listeners...
Actually, we have 12 now. Thank you to everybody. Yeah, thank you for everybody who's been listening.
12 listens.
Yeah.
One of you 12.
Comment something you want to learn about, because we have some ideas, but we would love your input, of course.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we briefly used the app. It was kind of stupid, but I'll link it below if you guys want to use it too. Not that I'm selling it, obviously.
No, yeah, most of our stuff came from We're Not Really Strangers, Friendship Edition.
Mm-hmm. Super fun game.
Super fun game.
Anywho, okay, y'all. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
And with that... May you scrape by with ease.